MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, hello.
How we doing, Bill? Another week of no sports. Here we go again, no baseball.
Another week of no nothing.
That's true.
And I know that's not grammatically correct. But anyway, Andy, what do we know? What's the latest with the Red Sox? Because we would have had opening day at Fenway, right?
Today was supposed to be opening day at Fenway against the Chicago White Sox. 2:05 first pitch. I won't be there now, and you won't be there either, Bill. But the weather didn't look like it was going to cooperate too much today anyways, or into tomorrow. But, yeah, today was supposed to be the big day at Fenway, and now we just have to sit back and still watch old games on YouTube or the Major League Baseball Network and scour the internet for any kind of Major League Baseball news that's floating out there.
Well, traditionally the Red Sox would play today, then taken tomorrow off as a rain date for opening day, right? So
I guess today would have been tomorrow, but tomorrow doesn't look too.
Does that mean we have to do this podcast again tomorrow, Andy?
Yeah, well, we could always do that. Today's podcast gets rained out. We can come back tomorrow morning. Absolutely.
All right. So what do we know about the Red Sox? First up, Chris Sale.
Yeah, that's pretty much the news from Fenway Park this past week. Chris Sale, he's beginning his long road of recovery from Tommy John's surgery. He had the procedure back on Monday in Los Angeles. Sale expected to be sidelined at least 14 to 15 months placing his possible return somewhere in the middle of the 2021 season.
Unbelievable. The good news is we're missing out on what could have been a horrible year for the Sox as of right now.
Oh, no question. I guess if Chris Sale is going to have Tommy John surgery the way things are playing out, this is probably the best year to have it done. You're not going to miss all that much when you're in the grand scheme of things. And who knows, the season could be postponed altogether or canceled. So, you know.
Well, what is happening with the team?
Well, believe it or not, Bill, the Red Sox did play yesterday. And you're going to say, what are you talking about? But the board game Strat-O-Matic, I'm sure you played back in the day, Bill, and I still play on occasion myself with my son, they're now simulating all Major League Baseball games throughout the season until the season resumes on the field. So every day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you can go on their website and check the results from the day before. And yesterday, Red Sox lost to the Orioles 5-3 at Camden Yards. Orioles scoring two runs in the bottom of the ninth off Heath Hembry. And with the loss, the Red Sox, I believe it or not, Bill, is still in first place in the AL East, a record of 5-2, just a half game ahead of those pesky Tampa Bay Rays.
I got to tell you, we don't have time for this entire story, but when I was a youngster, a friend of mine invented a game which was better than Strat-O-Matic, and we had all the stats. We got the sporting news every week. We had our own league, our own players, and we ended up free agencing even before free agency. I think we were doing some of that stuff, but this guy had a fantastic game, and it was a dice game, and unbelievable. So I'll tell you more about that someday.
I definitely want to hear about that. I had I had my own dice game growing up myself, so to compare notes.
Yeah, you got it. I cannot take credit for it. I did have the Dodgers. I had the Angels, and what was the other team I had? Well, anyways, I had the Angels as one of my teams, and because the other teams were taken. So here we go. What else is happening with Major League Baseball or around the Red Sox?
Well, construction on Polar Park out in Worcester is now suspended, the new home of the AAA affiliate. It's supposed to be ready for the 2021 season. That could be in jeopardy, so who knows? Maybe the Pawtucket Red Sox will have some more time down at McCoy Stadium going forward. And as you mentioned, turning to Major League Baseball, the league and the union have stipulations for an eventual return to play. The agreement states the season won't start until there's no ban on mass gatherings, no travel restrictions, and no health threat to players, staff, and fans. Speaking of the Tommy John surgery that Chris Sale had, he didn't use Dr. James Andrews, but Dr. Andrews is temporarily suspending Tommy John surgeries at his Florida facility to comply with the governor's executive order. Pitchers Chris Sale, the Red Sox, as we mentioned, the Mets' Noah Syndergaard, and the Giants' Tyler Beattie have all been criticized by some people for recently having the non-emergency procedure.
Well, I saw where Wimbledon was canceled over in England, the tennis tournament. Just so folks know, I know what I'm talking about here. It's different. It's not baseball. But there was a series scheduled for London as well.
Yes, there was, just like the Red Sox and Yankees played out there last year. This year, the London series was going to be between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. That was supposed to be on June 13th and 14th at Olympic Stadium in London. That has been canceled. Major League Baseball has already canceled trips scheduled for this year to Mexico City and San Juan, Puerto Rico.
All right. Baseball insider Andy Carbone is with us. Andy, any other news from MLB, Red Sox players? What else?
Well, some stars from all walks of sports, including David Ortiz, coming together to raise money to combat COVID-19. They've donated items to be raffled off to people who make a minimum $25 contribution to provide assistance for individuals fighting the global pandemic. Donors until May 1st can go to athletesrelief.org to place their bids. Fanatics, the company that manufactures the official MLB uniforms, taking the materials to make the uniforms, and now using them to make masks and hospital gowns. And of course, agent Scott Boras has got to throw his hat in the ring with all this excitement in Major League Baseball going on. He's not happy that the deal between Major League Baseball and the union could shorten the draft. Commissioner Rob Manfred could potentially reduce the draft from 40 rounds to as little as 5, Boras says, would limit the financial pool for amateur players.
What does that mean, big pit? Why limit that, Andy? What's the reasoning?
I think more or less from what I'm hearing, it's just to save money for teams because they won't be obviously spending the money. Obviously, 5 guys you draft versus 40, teams pocketing that money and not spending it to sign their draft picks. I think that's the major reason behind it at this point.
Then there's no chance for you or me to be drafted this year, which is not happening, I guess.
No, not happening this year, that's for sure. Maybe in the future. We're hanging on, Bill. We'll keep trying.
I know, okay. Well, Andy, always good talking with you. Stay dry at the ballpark today and bring something warm.
Yeah, I have my rain gear ready, and I'll be heading over to Fenway at about 11 o'clock.
You got it. All right, get in there early. Beat the crowd. Oh, man. Baseball insider Andy Carbone with us. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.